弟兄姐妹平安。我们上个星期有许许多多的家庭啊，到 Sacramento 去参加一个营会。虽然是叫做 homeschool 的一个算是一个特会。
Although it's a conference for the homeschoolers.
啊，但是我们发现很奇怪啊，因为在这个特会当中呢，只有一堂讲到怎么去 homeschool。
But within that entire conference, there's only one session that talk about how to do homeschooling.
从早上七点钟一直讲到晚上九点半。
The session is from 7 in the morning till 9:30 at night.
啊，我们有许多的家庭去，能不能举一下手？你们去的人
？So who went there yesterday last time?
好，蛮多的哈。
Okay, that's quite a bit.
我算了一下，总共有三十四堂的信息。
And there were all 34 sessions.
弟兄姐妹，三十四堂信息，我们在教会今天听一堂而已哈。
And we only hearing one today.
所以这么多的信息，但是呢，在最后一堂要离开之前呢，那个讲员就叫我们大家有个祷告。
And so even though we have so many sessions, but the last session before we departed, and the leader asked us to pray.
然后在那个祷告当中呢，就有一个神就给我一个启示，就是给我一个问题。
And during that prayer, that God has a revelation for me.
34堂的道，你学了什么
？And the question was, out of all 34 sessions, what did you learn?
然后又问我一个问题，你在这个许许多多的这个年日里面，你的服事在做什么
？And he also asked me a question. Said, "What were you doing out of all the services you have done throughout the years?"
也就是说，做了很多的事情，也听了很多的道，很多很多的，但是要干嘛
？And it's like, I have served a lot and hear a lot of sermons, but what is that for?
到底生命长进了多少呢？
And how you use that to manifest your life.
到底有多少在主的里面能够脱去旧人，能够穿上新人，在生命的成熟度上面到底有多少长进呢
？So how much have you get rid of the old self and become the new self?
我就跟主回答了。
And this is what I responded to the Lord.
我说主啊，听了三十四堂道。
And he said, "Dear Lord, after all 34 sessions,
你这个问题我得到最大，就是现在你问我这个问题。
And that is the takeaway for this entire conference.
也就是弟兄姐妹，我们在在这个世上，我们有很多很多事情，我们在家里面有很多的事情，我们在公司工作，我们在教会服事，我们到很多的地方去，我们有很多很多的 work for what?
So there's a lot of work that we do either at home at work.Or at church, but what for?
这是我们今天我们要来探讨的，在以弗所书第二章里面的一段的经文。
That's the sermon today, and it's in Ephesians 2.
好，以弗所书二章八到十节。
Ephesians 2, verse 8 through 10.
我们来一起来念好吗？来，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
So Ephesians 2, verse 8. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and it is not from yourself. It is the gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship.Created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
感谢神，这一段的经文呢，一开始就讲到一个救恩，讲到一个救恩的真理。
Praise the Lord that this passage started with a truth of salvation.
他就讲到我们的得救呢，是本乎恩，也因着信。
And they talk about our salvation is by grace, but not by work.
讲到这里呢，就把这个重要性就讲出来的，是因着信心，借着神所给我们的信心，我们来相信他，就因此可以得着这个救恩。
And the main point is that our salvation is by grace.
但是后面呢， 使徒保罗借着圣灵的启示继续写下去的时候呢，他开始讲了这个得救这个信心呢，不是出于自己，不要以为这是自己来的。
And as Paul continued, like, it is coming not from us, and it is the work is not coming by us.
也这个也不是出于行为呢，也免得有人自夸。
And it's not by work either, so that no one can boast.
也就是说，这么棒的一个救恩呢，但是我们要知道一件事情：没有人的任何功德在里面，没有任何人的主动性，全部是上帝的恩典跟拣选。
So that the entire salvation is not nothing that we can boast.
是神所赐的。
And that is the gift of God.
所以我们就知道说，当我们在接受救恩的时候呢，神做了许许多多的工作，为了来让我们得着那个宝贝的救恩。
So God did a lot of things that the purpose is for our salvation.
我们在以弗所书第一章的时候就读到说，在创世以前，神就在基督耶稣里拣选了我们，是天父的拣选。
And in chapter 1 of Ephesians that we were predestined by God.
然后在2000年前，耶稣基督道成肉身来到世上。
And 2000 years ago, Jesus Christ came onto this earth.
为了所有人类的罪，他钉死在十字架上。
And for the sins of all humankind that he was crucified on cross.
成为一个外在的一个客观的可以是可以得到的一个救恩。
And that is a salvation that you can be obtained.
所以当圣父他拣选了，圣子呢也把这个救恩做完了，那么圣灵做什么事情呢？
So that we were chosen by God.And Jesus Christ completed that salvation. But what is the work of Holy Spirit?
我们就发现圣灵的工作呢，就在于它是一个决定性的工作。为什么？因为很多人没有圣灵的感动的时候呢，没有办法接受神。有圣灵感动的人可以去接受这个神。也就是说，这个客观的事实，神耶稣基督已经钉十字架了。但是谁能够接受呢？
So that the job of the Holy Spirit is a decisive one.Because if without the Holy Spirit moving in our hearts, how can anybody accept the salvation?
也就是说，当圣灵感动我们的时候呢，我们就愿意接受这个2000年前的这个耶稣钉十字架的救恩，以至于我们可以得救。这是圣灵的工作，让我们每一个人可以去得救。
So that when the Holy Spirit move into our heart, that so that we can accept this gift from Christ.
所以在这世上我们看见说没有一个是人可以主动的，都是神的主动，神的预备，让人来被动的来承受。
So that not all the salvation is all made by God and is not by the human being by itself.
所以这边在哥林多前书我们来看一下十二章三节，我们可以打出来。好，我们一起来念好吗？十二章三节，我们一起来，来。所以我告诉你们，被神的灵感动的，没有说耶稣是可咒诅的；若不是被圣灵感动的，也没有能说耶稣是主的。
Okay, let's read in First Corinthians. Therefore, I tell you that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, "Jesus be cursed," and no one can say, "Jesus is Lord," except by the Holy Spirit.
这边特别讲到说，没有都是圣灵的感动，让我们可以去接受主，让我们可以去接受他，是圣灵的感动。
And it says right here, it is the spirit that move us.
然后接下来他讲到就是不是出于行为。
And it says there is not by works.
也就是说，我们的得救呢，不是说我们能够做多好的事情，做多美的一个多好的品德，我们就可以得救。
So what it says is the salvation is not by how much we work, and it's not how much of things we do, and it's not because how much of a character that we have.
事实上，我们每一个人的行为呢，都是很有限的。
So that every works or every action of man's are very limited.
我们的行为如果要配上神的圣洁的标准的话，是绝对达不到的。
And all our works is falling short of the standard of God.
神要我们，谁给我们人最大的命令，就是一个爱的命令。
And the greatest commandment by God is to love.
可是我们知道说，我们每个人都想要爱人，我们基督徒也知道要爱人，但是呢，很多的时候，那些很好爱的呢，我们会爱；那些跟我们甚至没有关系的，什么路人甲、路人乙哈，我们也会去爱他。但是呢，如果那些讨厌你的、诋毁你的、那些跟你作对的，甚至要杀你的人，我们可以爱吗？
And we all know about the commandment of love. We can love the people that we care about. We can even love those people that we don't know. But can we love the people, love your enemy who wants to destroy you and kill you?
所以这不是一个一般人都可以做到的事情。
And it's nothing that not normal people can do.
但是我们看到当上次我们上个礼拜守权弟兄也分享很好，就是讲到耶稣基督他钉十字架的时候，他为那一些人为钉他的人，甚至就是为我们代求。
And last week in the sermons that we talk about when Christ Jesus was on the cross, he was pleading for all of us.
所以他是这么的慈爱。
And that's the mercy from God.
但是我们一般的人有这样子的一个爱吗？我们是没有的。
But our normal people, do we have that kind of love?
所以我们如果要等到我们的行为够到救恩得救的标准的话，那我们没有一个人可以得救了。
So if we count on our actions to be reaching that standard, none of us can be saved.
所以他告诉我们说，我们的救恩呢，完全都是从神而来。
So it talks here that all the salvation is completely coming from God.
另外一个意思呢，另外一个层次，我们来看，讲到不是出于行为呢，后面讲要个为什么？因为呢，免得有人自夸。
So in verse 9, that the second part is not by work, so that no one can boast.
也就是说，我们不能够靠着自己来得救，这件事情让人看清楚了一件事，就是我们的行为太有限了。
So that it is very clear that our actions are very limited.
我们呢，连自己的得救呢，我们都没有办法，我们没有任何可以夸口的。
And there is nothing that we can boast about being saved.
我们常常有时候觉得说，哦，我们的人可以做什么？有一句话常常在讲，就是人定胜天，让我们就觉得好像我们可以做很多的事情。
And there's a saying that man we can be able to go above heavens and then win over the heaven.
但是在这个地方，神告诉我们说，就是救恩这件事情呢，连这件事情我们都没有办法自己救自己。
But it says here in our the salvation is nothing that comes from us.
所以当我们在想要觉得人定胜天，想要宣扬我们的能力的时候呢，神告诉我们说，我们手中的工作真是算不得什么。
So when we want to proclaim that we will be able to win over the heavens, then it says right here that whatever we do is really nothing.
大家记得在创世纪讲到，当洪水以后，大家到了示拿地，在那个地方要盖一个塔。
And then you can remember that after the flood, that the people that goes into a plain called Shinar.
他们要在示拿平原呢，要造一座城，他们要盖一个通天的塔，来宣扬自己的名。
And then they will want to build a tower that will reach the heavens to proclaim the name of man.
结果神呢，在那个地方就做了一件事情，这个故事我们很多人都知道了。
And God did one thing there, and that is a story we are all very familiar with.
他就做了一件什么事呢？就是变乱他们的什么口音，让他们讲话呢彼此不通，大家突然之间都说不同的话。
And what he did was to confuse everybody, and everybody speaking different languages, so no one can communicate with one another.
所以当这样子很 confused 的时候呢，到最后大家就只好分散了。
And with that confusion, there is nothing they can do but to depart from each other.
所以神在这地方就让人知道一件事情：当人想要来宣扬自己、来高举自己的时候呢，神只要做一个小小的事情，我们就没有办法。
So it says here that when a human wants to boast and feel great, then all God needs to do with one little thing is that you won't be able to proclaim your own name.
透过历世历代的教训，在圣经上面许许多多的故事都告诉我们，神就让我们懂得这个真理：人的有限性跟神的超越性。
So it talks about here that the limitation of man and the supernatural power of God.
我们在加州最近最流行的一个话题就是干旱
，and
drought.
They recently a topic of drought come up in California.
已经好几年了，我们的雨水都不够
and in quite a few years that there is not enough rain that comes in.
所以人怎么办呢？
And so what does a human do?
那就只好节约用水了。
Of course then you have to conserve.
我们造不出水来。
We cannot create water.
所以一切都是仰赖神的供应。
And so we all 100% depends on the provision of God.
有时候我看到我们的这个身体上面真的是很复杂、很精细的一个创造结构在我们的身上。
and the our body is a complex, wonderful work of God.
只要有一点点出了问题呢，就不行了。
And there one small problem inside your body that that's going to be a major issue.
就好像我想到这个在苹果公司的那个Steve Jobs， 这么有钱的人，他是真的是大，真是有钱又成功又绝顶聪明的人。
So when I think about the ex-CEO of Apple, the Steve Jobs, he was very wealthy, he was very successful.
但是再有钱再聪明也没有办法救回自己的生命，最后还是得了 cancer， 还是死掉。
But regardless how much money he had, that he could not save his long life.
不要说这个大的事情没有办法，连小的事情呢，我们有时候都没有办法。
Not just saying the big things, but small things that a lot of time we can't even do.
有人分享说，全世界最难打开的一样东西是什么
？And there are people who say that what is the hardest one to open?
我不知道你的答案是什么。
What's your answer?
这个答案很妙。
Anyone?
是那个三岁小朋友坐在饭桌上，他的嘴巴。
And that is the mouth of a 3 years old sitting on the table.
有孩子的都阿们吗？有孩子。因为我们知道说很多的小事情我们也没有办法。有的时候我们的隔壁，我们的另外一半，我们的配偶，哎呀，他怎么有这个？他连那个小小的习惯，坏习惯，长久几十年的坏习惯，比如说丢一个袜子啦，比如说忘记干嘛啦，忘记什么，就是那个小习惯，我们都改不了。
Even a small habit of our spouse that we can't even change.
所以神让我们看见一件事情，就是说，当我们从面对救恩开始想起，我们人呢没有办法来救我们自己。
So that when we think about it, the human cannot really save ourselves.
好像我们一个机器坏了呢，它自己没有办法修复自己。
It's just like when a machine is broken, it cannot fix itself.
那我们更没有办法自己来创造什么，所以不能创造我们自己。
And we for sure cannot create anything.
我们看见再强壮的人，到了时候也是离开这个世界了。
So regardless how strong you are, when the time comes, you will depart from this world.
从历史上来看，再兴旺、再强盛的一个时代、一个朝代，都是灭亡了。
And throughout the history, no matter how strong a time or history or era is, it will pass away.
再雄伟的建筑，再豪华的建筑，时间到了也都全部倾倒。
So regardless how splendid a building is, when time comes, it will be destroyed.
所以我们当我们人竭尽心力要做那个，要来成就这个成就那个的时候呢，神就让我们看见这一件事情都是太有限了。
So when we are looking for to do this and to do that, that here that God let us see that we are very limited.
其实对上帝来讲呢，我觉得有一个意思，就是我们做什么事情呢，在神的眼中还不如我们是什么样的人来得更重要。
So that in God's eyes, it is more important than who we are than what we do.
我们常常讲到工作跟工人，工作在教会也讲工作跟工人。
So we talk about a lot of things, the labor and work.
对上帝来讲，从神的眼光来讲，这个工人远比工作重要的太多。工人是真正的核心，工作只是外面的事情。这个工人太重要。
In God's eyes, labor is so much more important than works.
所以我们看到二章十节，我们在我讲到说，我们原是他的工作。
And so in verse 10, it says, "For we are God's workmanship."
所以我们是神，他就是指上帝了。我们是他的工作。
So we are the work of God.
什么叫做工作
？What is workmanship?
最主要的意思就讲到它是一种工艺，它是它的做出来的手工的工艺。
And it's almost like a piece of art.
也就是一个精品，好像一个杰作的一个精品一样。我们是神手中的一个杰作，精美的精品。
So it's almost like an exquisite masterpiece in God's hand.
所以在这一生里面呢，神要用许许多多的事情来磨练我们，借着我们很多的工事物啊，让我们这个人能够被成长、被建造起来。
So throughout our life, that God uses a lot of trials to help us grow.
所以我们是他的工作。
And we are His works.
也就是神他想尽办法就要来塑造我们这个人。
And so that God is doing things so that we can grow and develop.
在圣经当中呢，特别就用一个比喻来讲，就好像一个窑匠，他手中呢他在团泥呢，然后造那个瓦器一样。
So that in the Bible that talk about that it's like us, we are like a piece of clay, and he's the potter that he create. He was making the art.
以赛亚书六十四章第八节这边讲到，我们一起来念好吗
？In Isaiah,
耶和华，现在你仍是我们的父，我们是你，你是匠，我们都是你手的工作。
Let's read in English. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter.We are all the works of your hand.
所以当神在我们在神的手中是一个工作的时候呢，好像一团泥的时候呢，神就想办法来捏它，塑造它，捏成他想要的那个形状。
So that as we are the works of God, that we are a piece of clay, that He will make us and shape us into the shape that He wants us to become.
如果大家看到那边的那一幅 quill 那个叫拼图的时候，你看到是什么东西？
So when you look at the quill piece over there, what do you see?
是一个手在团泥要做一个瓦器。
And that you'll see a pottery there that was a clay, a pot right there.
大家知道那个前面那个瓦器是破碎，就是碎碎碎碎，有没有？
And you can see that the front clay, the pot is broken.
我认识一个做陶艺的一个弟兄。他告诉我一件事情，他说那一种碎碎碎碎的，那个是特别难做。
And I know a potter that he told me that the one that looks, you know, looks broken is actually the hardest one to make.
一般的窑就烧那种呢，就是烧完就完了。但是这一种呢，他要用高温，特别高温烧，烧了以后呢，拿出来以后呢，冷水就哗就把它灌下去，然后就变成这样裂裂裂裂。
So to, in order to make that, normally when you put it into a furnace, that's pretty much done. But for that, you have to do, right after it came out of the furnace, you have to quench it with cold water, like, psst.
运气好的话呢，还是一块。运气不好的话呢，变成什么？全部碎了。
So if you are lucky, when you do psst, then you got that piece. When you are not lucky, we psst, then you psst.
这还没有完啊，他怎么黑色的，然后他们把那个站得住的没有那个垮的再拿来，然后呢用烟怎么样熏啊熏啊，然后弄出来那样的一块漂漂亮亮的黑色条纹啊，好多的步骤。
And on top of that, you have really have to smoke it, so that is really a lot of work.
然后我又认识一个姊妹呢，以前从台湾来到我们家就是我们是很好的朋友，他就教我们做紫黏土。紫黏土又是什么土
？And there was one of our visitors that she taught us how to do purple clay.
紫黏土就是把那个黏土拿来呢，好像就是这样黏一黏呢，等它干了那就是了。
Oh, that's it. Paper.
Oh, I don't know why it's called paper.
Oh, paper clay. Okay, so this is a paper clay that you after you put in.After you shade them, all you have to do is just wait for it to dry.
它就成型了，它就成功了。
And that will be your work.
大家都知道那个价值在哪里。这个东西呢，可能会是到什么拍卖场去拍卖。那个东西呢，就只能小朋友玩一玩。
And you know the difference in the value.
所以我们都知道说，有很多很多的事情，神透过很多很多的步骤在锤炼，在精炼一个人，是神心目中他想要来锤炼的那个对象。
And so that God.Made on, he works upon us, so he will shape us to the shape that he wants us to be.
所以，常常我们遇到各样的环境呢，神也容许让我们在这当中就经历，好在我们当中呢能够学习成长。
So that God allows things to happen in our life, so that we can grow and develop.
神最喜欢看到的就是在这不断的这个经过不断的事情的锤炼当中呢，看见他爱的人慢慢的。长大，慢慢慢慢的长大，一直到像耶稣基督那样子的一个形象，神这是最大的满足。
And the will of God is to see us growing and growing more like Jesus, and that will be His greatest joy.
在路加福音第十章，我们可以看到第十章第十。
Luke chapter ten，
那边讲到一个故事，就是有一次呢，主就差遣了七十个人出去，让他们两个两个出去传福音。
And、
那个时候
he talk about the a story that he sent out the disciples two by two。
所以当他们出去以后呢，回来以后啊，哎呀，真是很好啊！他们回来 report the good report， 他们所做的事情呢，都很有果效，不管是医病赶鬼，都很有果效。
So that all of them come back with good reports, that regardless of what they do, they heal the sick, chase away the devils, there is a lot of results there.
他说主啊，依着你的名呢，那连鬼也服了我们呢。
He says, oh, because of your name, all the devils are subjected to us.
他们是欢欢喜喜的回来，好像就是哎呀打胜仗了，就是非常的风光回来了，是 good deal， 然后做好这是 good work.
So they came back joyfully and with.Because they see the work, they can do.
当然呢，这个耶稣基督呢，就与喜乐的人就同乐了，对不对？他就讲什么？我已经给了你们权柄，可以践踏蛇和蝎子，又胜了仇敌一切的能力，没有什么呢，断没有什么能够害你们的。
So that God said, I have given you power and authority over the snake and scorpions. There is nothing that can harm you.
但是后面我们可以继续往下看。但是到后面就突然话锋一转了，还有一个什么？一个然而，哎。你一听到然而的时候呢，就觉得诶，他是不是又有背后有这个其他的 idea 跟 agenda 要讲。
But it follows that however that when we hear about the word however, there is something more that that he wants to hear.
那我们就发现说他讲的是什么呢？他说不要因鬼服了你们就欢喜，要因你们的名字记录在天上而欢喜。
He says however, do not rejoice that the spirit submit to youBut rejoice that your name are written in heaven.
这就是讲到说，我们最大的欢喜呢，神所告诉我们，我们最大的欢喜不是我们做了什么了不起的事情。
So that at our greatest joy is not what we have accomplished.
而是我们成为神的儿女，我们的名可以记录在天上，跟他有关系。这成为一个人，一个神所喜悦的人，这是神所要我们欢喜快乐的事情。
And what we should be joyful about is that we are the children of God, that our name is recorded in the book of life.
所以我们就知道说，上帝他的心目中呢，都是人，都是人，都是事情呢是很重要，但是呢，主要的是人，事情来造就人。
So the main focus of God is on people, it's not on the work.
所以我们就知道说，这是神的一个心意，人比事情重要。
And so that's the will of God, that people are more important than works.
事情是用来磨练人，人比事情重要。
And he used work and things to make us grow, and therefore, people is more important.
我们能跟隔壁左右讲一下，讲这一句，人比事情重要。
So that's said among each other.
人比事情重要。当你们吵架的时候，夫妻吵架的时候，你这句话一定要拿出来讲。人比事情重要。
So when husband and wife are arguing, that comes in play.
如果你在公司跟人家 fight 的时候呢，你要跟他讲人比事情重要。
When you are fighting with your colleagues at work, and you want to say people are more important than things.
当我们有这个概念的时候，你就知道很多事情呢，人的事情呢是算不了什么。
And a lot of time that if we know this, then there's a lot of things that we can just let go.
我在想着这件事情的时候，我就越默想，我就觉得越有意思。为什么呢？因为你看，在这个神可以做许许多多的事情。
And God can do many, many things.
神在他没有难成的事。
And there is nothing that God cannot do.
他要所有的世界的人要信主的话，嘣，全部的人怎么样？立刻信主。
And if you want everybody to believe in him, that he can just do boom them.
就好像他像保罗在大马士的路上一样，向他显现的时候呢，保罗是不是就立刻就接受他
？And just like when he showed himself to Paul on the road to the Damascus.
神呼召他的时候，他就变成一个使徒，生命这么的棒。我们在那边传福音，传福音，传到最后怎么样？这个人还不一定就跌倒，就什么就离开教会。神出现的时候，每一个人都这么厉害，为什么上帝你不自己来，要我们去
？So that when God wants to call upon a person, that he will just instantly change. But for us that we want to proclaim the gospels, a lot of time that it is a very long process.
神可以做许许多多的事情，但是他就是不做，要人来做。
And there are many things that God can do himself, but he wants people to do it.
有一个之前 有姊妹在分享的时候，我们在聊天的时候，她就讲到说，哎呀，看那个孩子洗碗啊，哎，实在看不下去了，最后呢他说让开我来洗，然后就来洗，然后后面两次呢孩子就不要洗碗了。为什么？因为洗的就很差，然后爸爸那个妈妈就看不下去，然后他就会进来洗。那为什么你不就先来洗了就算了嘛，我就不用洗了。
So that a sister was sharing that when she was watching her kids washing dishes, and then she just think that it was just not good enough, and so she jumped in and helped. And then the second and third time, the kids did not want to wash the dishes anymore because she was thinking that the mother can, well, why don't the mother come in and do it at the very beginning?
但是如果我们在家里面，如果是上帝是那个家长的话，上帝会站在他旁边远远的，你洗，你洗，你洗得很好，你洗，继续洗。他是会这样，他绝对不会进来就帮人洗。
And if God is the parents, then he's going to step aside and watch the children doing the work.
那我们想到说，这个世界有这么多的人，神造人的时候呢，为什么只造亚当，造了夏娃？为什么只造两个？他不能够造七十亿吗？我们今天是七十亿人，他可不可以一下 boom 就七十亿人？可以啊，为什么不
？And when you think about it, that what he created human, he created Adam and Eve only.Of course, if you think about it, couldn't he just create 7 billion people? Of course he could.
但是在马拉基书那边特别讲到说，他就单造一人，为什么？要他们自己生养敬虔的后裔。
And he created only Adam and Eve because that he wants them to have a holy offspring.
就让我们这些做父母的呢，去生出来以后呢，去养。养呢，让他们成为敬虔的人。所以这是一件事情交给人做，神不做。
And so that God's will is for humans to have offsprings and then train them so that your offspring become a holy disciples.
所以我们就看见呢，当这样做的时候呢，人就被建造起来，因为他们去，他又神就给父母一个很大的爱心去照顾孩子们。那个爱心到一个地步呢，那个孩子就是很悖逆，他还是很爱。
So God gave love to the parents that even though the kids can be disobedient, but the idea is for the parents to train up the child.
所以到最后呢，这个父母亲也学习忍耐，然后不断的有恩慈，就是怎么样把这个父母也建造起来。
That also train the parents to have patience and grace.
所以我就发现说，这是神要做的事情，就是让人去做。他 provide 一切的需要，但是人去做。
And so that what we found is that God have all the provisions, but He want people to do that work.
然后人失败的时候呢，上帝一点也不，就说不以为好像有什么了不起，就是有救恩，永远可以回到神的面前，他永远赦免我们。
And God does not care about our failures. Well, close enough.
Okay, 不那么在意啊。That much,
don't care that much.
如果我们看说，面对他的目标要塑造这个人成功的话，必须经历失败，那这个失败就是必须的失败。
And if we would need to get to the place of success, we need to go through failures.
我们看圣经的时候，我就发现很有意思，因为圣经里面呢，特别是在希伯来书十一章那边有个信心英雄榜啊，讲了很多很多历史当中的，就是圣经当中有名的这些信心伟人。
When you study the Hebrew 11, there is talk about a lot of hero of faith.
讲到亚伯拉罕，哇，这怎样怎样怎样？但是呢，亚伯拉罕有没有犯错
？And you talk about Abraham that what he did, but did Abraham make mistakes?
他带着他的妻子去，他不敢，妻子太漂亮了，他不敢把妻子叫做妻子，把妻子叫做妹子。
And when he went to Egypt, that he, because of the beauty of Sarah, he did not call him my wife, but my sister.
如果莎拉知道的话，就跟他讲一句：人比事重要。
But when imagine if Sarah talked to Abraham and say people is more important than things.
所以亚伯拉罕跌倒了，但是呢，神还是把他当作信心的伟人。以撒呢，有没有跌倒？一样，跟他爸爸犯一样的错误。
And so even though Abraham fell, God, he is still the hero of faith. Isaac did the same mistake.
雅各呢？雅各更糟，又会抓，又会抢，明抢暗偷，就是很多很多的生命中的软弱。
And Jacob is worse, that he was doing, he was very deceitful.
那讲到摩西有没有问题？有问题，因为他呢，这个出于血气，然后打击打盘是不该打的，他打了第二次。
And let's talk about Moses that he hit the rock twice.
Oh, 信心的伟人。
And but he is a giant in faith.
照样犯错。
He even though those are giants in faith, they still make mistakes.
讲到大卫也是一样，整个信心英雄榜就发现说每一个都有一些问题在，但是神就说这是信心的。这是一个 good model.
And even we talk about David, but they are all giants of faith. They are all model for us.
在这个过程当中，虽然说他们跌倒，但是呢，当他们再一次爬起来的时候，他们比之前就更成熟了。
So even though they fall, that when they get up, and they will become even more mature.
所以这就是神在塑造人当中的一个过程。
And that is a process that God developed us.
为什么？因为我们是他手中的工作。
That's because we are the workmanship of God.
所以神要用各种的方式呢，就是来磨练我们，塑造我们，想要最后就是磨成那个精致的那个精品。
So God used a lot of things to shape us and develop us.
当中最重要的一个原因就是因为他爱我们。
And the most important reason is because He loves us.
他要我们成长。
And He wants us to grow.
好像我们爱我们的孩子一样，我们希望我们的孩子成长变成我们想要的那样子优秀的孩子。
And just the same way that we love our children and we want them to be successful and in life.
所以我们知道说孩子在学习的时候，特别是很多在学，比如说学算术啊，或者学英文的时候，我们就发现他们有很多的 struggle， 很多的困难。
So when we see our kids are struggling in the works that they are doing,
那我们就不会说啊，你这个怎么考这个这么差啊 ，you're fired。我们不会这样子。
And we won't say that. Well, you're just too bad, and you're fired now.
我们会想办法把他。如果学校学不好，我们就请 tutor 来。Tutor 再不好，我们送到什么补习班，送到哪里去？我们就是把他搞好。
And we will try our very best to find ways to help our child.
这是我们的做父母的爱，我们的期待。
And that is our love as well as our hope.
大概一个多礼拜以前，我收到一个电话。
And about a little more than a week ago, I received a phone call.
讲到我就是之前的工作的时候的那个公司叫 Motorola.
And talk about the company that worked for before Motorola.
那个公司呢，是从最早是从 3Com 啊，对不起，我们不是在做广告。3Com 已经变 1Com 了 ，Anyway， 好，就这个公司它分出来呢，并到这个 Motorola 里面，这是一个独立的一个部门，在加州。
And it originated from the company 3Com, now it was part of Motorola.
然后已经十几年过去，在这个当中呢，每一年他们要提出一个报告。
And in the past 10 plus years, every year they need to submit a report.
那个报告呢，最重要的目的就是 justify your existence。就是你要把你存在的理由说出来。
And
每一年
the main purpose of that report is to justify the existence of the group.
所以这个 group 的头呢，这个 leader 他就很绞尽脑汁，我们为什么要存在，然后要写一篇东西，我们存在的理由，从 financial 啊，从这个所有的这个 skill 上面呢 ，skill set 上面，他要来说我们为什么会存在啊？我们有这个这样的理由哦。今年呢，那就好，你们继续存在，不砍你们。
And the group leader every year he had to think about what is really the reason for our group and then what is the value of our group.
结果14-15年过去呢，都每一年呢，他都说你们还有存在的理由 ，OK， 继续存在。
And so for the past 14-15 years, Motorola think that well you have good reasons to exist.
所以当我收到那个电话的时候，那同事告诉我们说，我们今年不存在了，明年不存在了，就是今天是最后一天，从明天开始我们不存在了。
And when I received a phone call from from my colleagues, and that group no longer exists.
因为他说，为什么要在矽谷养一个这么贵的部门？因为矽谷的生活费很高，为什么要在这边养这个部门呢？
And the main reason was it is very expensive to keep this group in the Silicon Valley.
如果不能够为公司赚到足够的钱的话 ，cover 他自己的 expense 的话，这个就没有存在的必要，就砍掉。那这就是公司矽谷公司的文化。
So if your group cannot generate enough revenues, you don't have the enough value so that basically the entire group will be will fail to exist.
所以这个工作上面、职场上面的东西是很现实的。
So that's a cruel fact in workplace.
他们之间的关系呢是互相需求的关系。
And the relationship between
雇主跟雇员互相需求的关系。
And then the basically the relationship between employee and employer is the mutual dependence.
不是爱的关系。
And it's not the relationship.
你很难想象，如果有一天你的 CEO 拿到你的 cubicle 敲你 ，Hey, I love you. 你会 ，You don't know how to respond. 不是爱的关系。
Can you imagine that your CEO comes to your cubicle and knock on your door and say, "Hey, I love you"?
但是当时人来到我们 approach， 当时人来 approach 我们的时候，他说 "I love you"， 你就觉得很自然啊，神爱我们 ，Yeah, I love you too， 爱的关系。
But when God comes to us and say, "I love you," your natural response is, "Yes, I love you too as well."
或者我们的家人来说 "I love you"， 你会怎么样回过来跟他讲说 "I love you too"？ 因为我们就是爱的关系啊。
Or among your family members, when you say "I love you," your natural response is "I love you too."
我们知道，我们犯错的话不会被 fire 掉啊。
And we know that when we fail or make mistake, we will not get fired.
孩子也知道，他如果做错一些事，不会被 fire 掉啊。
And the children will know that when they make mistake, they won't get fired.
有的时候，爸爸真的很生气，把他 fire 掉的时候，妈妈说：“你要 fire， 把我一起 fire。
And if the father was very, very angry and wanted to fire the kids, then mother would jump in and say, "Well, you can fire me too."
为什么？就是一个爱，我们一个 care 在里面。
And it's because you are love and care.
不是他的工作的事情，而是这个人他存在的价值，我爱他。
And it's not for it's not because of the work that you do, it's because the value of this person.
所以你会发现说，在圣经里面许许多多的时候，神就不断的门徒们跌倒了，神不断的就回来建立他们。
So that you can see in the scripture that when the disciples fall and make mistakes and fail, God come back and try to restore them.
当耶稣基督受难钉十字架的时候呢，他的门徒都逃走了，彼得也是不认他。
And when when Christ was crucified on the cross, all his disciples ran away.
但是他完了事情完了以后呢，耶稣基督复活以后呢，是就像彼得来显现的时候呢，在约翰福音讲了，就问他三个问题。三次，你爱我吗？就问三次。
And but after his resurrection, that he came to Peter and asked him three questions.
就像你要喂养我的小羊啊，你要牧养我的羊啊，讲你要喂养我的羊，就是在讲这个，你要给他工作，没把你 fire 彼得，你虽然不认我，但是呢，我没有 fire 你哦，你要继续的爱这些羊群们。
And the works that the God gave to Peter was to feed the sheep. He didn't fire Peter, even though Peter denied him.
所以就算跌倒了，在神面前呢，神都是把他再一次建立起来。
So even though you fall and have failures, then God restore you.
但我们知道，像在旧约也是一样。当我们想到以利亚的故事也是一样。以利亚呢，虽然说有丰功伟业，但是到最后呢，因为耶洗别要杀他，他就逃。
And it's the same story in Elijah that.Even though he did a lot of marvelous things, and when Jezebel wanted to kill him, he escaped.
最后，真的好像得了忧郁症一样啊！这个哎呀，不想吃饭，也不想，就天天睡觉。然后呢，最后就逃到一个山洞里面。
And it's almost like he was in depression that he was running away and then hiding in a cave.
神就问他说：“你在这里做什么
？”And God asked him, "What are you doing here?"
后来神就带他看见了。神的 power 在那个地方。接下来他看见呢，有烈风大作，崩山碎石，然后呢有地震，然后呢又有火在那边烧。神呢，但是都没有讲话，让这些大的这些作为一直在那边显现，让他看见神的那个能力。
And at that time, God showed His power in wind, in fire, in earthquake.
都没有。最后呢，就是一个小小的声音，再问他一次。你在这里做什么
？And he didn't speak even in those great demonstration of his power, but at the end he speak softly in a small voice and say, "What are you doing?"
那圣经上面呢特别提到说，神的声音呢都不在这些烈风大作，神不在，神没有声音。然后呢，崩山碎石也没有声音。意思是什么
？And God didn't speak during that the showing of his great power.
意思是说他是要以利亚看见这一个大的能力的彰显，但这个能力不是对着他的，而是看见这个能力是帮助他的，他不要用这个能力来吓唬他，所以呢先展示这个能力，最后呢都完了以后才问他说你在这里做什么，意思就是说我是这么的 powerful， 你难道不能 trust 我吗？
So that,that God wants to show his power to Elijah is the main purpose that so he will realize that is to help him, not to scare him. And then he came and asked him, what are you doing?
所以完了以后，最后呢告诉以利亚一件事情呢，就是说给他工作，就再一次建立他，告诉他说让他 fire， 你没有问你继续你的服事，你要去高谁？高亚兰王，高以色列王，最后要高以利沙，成为接续你的。所以就是高，就是去带出工作来肯定他，建立他。
And he gave further works for Elijah to anoint the king, also Elisha.
所以我们就知道说，神是这样的爱他的子民，在跌倒软弱的时候，他就把他建立起来。
So that from here that we can see that even though when we are weak, we fail.God help us and to be restored.
因为上帝深深的知道人比事情重要，我们原是他手中的工作。
Because God knows that people are more important than things. We are the workmanship of God.
有的时候我们面对我们的孩子们呢，我们真的有很多的 struggle.
And a lot of time when we are facing our own kids, there's a lot of struggle there.
心情好的时候，他们可以做得很好；心情不好的时候，他们心里会有很多的沮丧的时候呢，外表表现出来的就是。悖逆
and when they are in a good mood, they will do a lot of good things. But when they are frustrations inside, then the outside demonstration is the behavior is disobedient.
所以他们有时候就是东西学不会的时候，他们心里面就充满了紧张跟那种沮丧，然后外表表现的就是那种抗拒，那种不听父母的话。
So when they could not learn anything, they get frustrated and have a lot of tension inside. But the outside appearance is to resist, to rebel.
求神帮助我们，在这个时候呢，我们要看见的是外面的表象，这种梗硬的心，还是他里面那颗受伤，那种没有信心、缺乏被建立的那颗心。
So may God help us not to see what is outside, but what is inside.
我有一次在很久很久以前呢，有一次也是碰到这个状况。后来呢，就神就给我一个 idea， 我就讲一句话。
And many years ago, I was in that situation, and God gave me an idea.
因为他们要赶功课，写不完了，那我就讲一句话，我说只要跟着我，一定会做完。
And then when they were rushing, and I tell them that if you follow me, it will complete.
你只要跟着我，你一定会做完。
As long as you follow me, you will be able to complete.
好像我们在旁边陪跑一样，你只要跟着我跑，你一定跑得完。
So it's like
给他们信心。
It's like when we are accompanying them in running.
所以我们都知道，说我们有很多的孩子，我们刚才在我们前面这么多的孩子，我们在带领他们的时候呢，真的，我们不管讲每一句话，做每一件事情，我们要想到他有没有被建立起来。
So whatever we do, for our children.We need to think about: Are we helping them? Are we building them?
我们是看重人还是看重事？
What are we focusing on? Is that on the people or is on the things?
很多的时候呢，我们把事情看得太重了。
And a lot of time that we play too much focus on the thing.
以至于我们模糊了自己的焦点。
And because of that, we become defocused.
尤其在这个夫妻关系当中呢，我们都想争说是你对还是我对。
And especially in the relationship between spouses, a lot of time we would just want to fight who is the right one.
我们知道每个人对每件事情有不同的看法。
And we all know that everybody have a different view on different things.
什么叫做迟到？
And what is being late?
什么叫做整洁？
And what is being clean?
什么叫做漂亮？
And what is being pretty?
什么叫做好吃？
And what is being delicious?
我们每个人都不同的定义啊。
Every one of us have a different definition,
不同的标准
and different standard.
两个标准一样的就不会吵，两个不一样的话呢，那你对还是我对呢？
And when you have the same standard, there is no quarrel among you. But if you have different standard, then fighting arises.
所以我们有很多的不同的观念在这个当中碰撞的时候呢，我们就要学习呢，人真的比事重要。
So when we have a clash of ideas, then we need to remember people is more important than things.
强势的一方 就应该退让。
And the person who is more dominant need to back off.
我们两个呢就能够达到一个标，就是合一的一个啊、意见。
And then you will be able to reach the same idea and same standard.
所以我们发现呢，如果有人愿意退让的时候呢，在他身上他的工作就出来了，因为他学到了什么叫忍耐。
And whoever is being more dominant, when he or she is willing to back down, then you can see that he now to learn how to become more patient.
这个是神所要喜欢看到的，就是他的生命成长了，而不是外面的事情怎么决定，可能都没有那么重要。
And that's what God wants to see, that is to learn how to grow in life. Whatever is outside is not that important.
我们常常说，甚至在夫妻之间呢，我们常常争输赢，最后呢，赢了面子，输了什么？理智，对不对？还是输啊？
So when there is a fighting between spouses, even though whoever seems to be winning outside, but is actually losing inside.
有句话我觉得还蛮经典的。
And there is a classic
saying. 讲到家不是讲理的地方。
And it is not a place for reasoning at home.
还有一个讲法更经典。
And there is something even more classic.
家是不讲理的地方。听得出不一样吗？
And basically, in a home, that's space. No,
it's going to be hard. Sorry.
That's okay. For home, it's not for any reasoning.
我们夫妻都知道我在讲什么，就是你就算口头上你讲输了呢，你还是觉得你就很生气啊。讲赢，你讲赢的人呢，觉得他讲赢了，但是他心里也不平安，因为那对方在生气。
And so when there is fighting among a spouse.That whoever wins in words actually may not feel good because inside they were thinking that the other side is basically not being peaceful.
所以人比事情重要。
So people is more important than things.
我们原是他的工作。
And we are his work.
在基督耶稣里造成的。
We are created in Christ Jesus.
为要叫我们行善。
And it's for the good.
就是神所预备叫我们行的。
So that is something God prepared us to do.
是神早就 prepare ordain 我们，就是定好、定规好，我们就是要这样来成长。
So we were preordained to do God's work.
所以希望我们都能够在这当中呢，都能够有一天慢慢的成长到一个地步，我们能够成为神精美的杰作。
And so that may we all one day keep growing and keep being shaped, so that we become a masterpiece of God.
因为我们原是他手中的工作。
Because we are His workmanship.
让我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，谢谢你带领我们这段时间，让我们借着你的话语，我们更深的来思想。主啊，我们深深的知道，一切你的作为，让我们显出人的微小。而我们手中的工作实在太小、太少、太有限。主啊，你也借着你的慈爱向我们彰显，让我们转向你，让我们看见在你有完全的慈爱跟接纳，好叫我们能够在你的里面有信心，能够来成长。也有空间来成长，主啊，你帮助我们，求主带领我们在这个成长的路上一路来经历你的恩典。我们虽然跌倒了，主啊，我们虽然软弱了，但主啊，你却永远的爱我们，而且你吸引我们再一次能够站起来，能够来跟随你。求主来帮助我们，让我们真看见我们是你手中的工作，你是我们的窑匠，我们都是泥土，在你的手中。求主你继续的来帮助我们，以至于我们有一天能够成为你所要我们成为的那个宝贝的器皿。我们谢谢主赐福于我们每一位跟每一个家庭，奉靠主耶稣基督得胜的名，阿们。我们来唱这首诗歌。